I'm going to get right into the Word of God today, and the book of Acts chapter 20 is where we're going to read out of. Acts chapter 20. And I'm going to talk about moving forward with God. There's no other place to go with God except to keep on, amen, keep on going forward with God. That's what God wants us to do. What they received in the book of Acts, God meant for them just to go forward with that message of the cross and the blood and the Holy Spirit, and they did. Amen. I just finished reading the book of Acts this week, and the book of Acts just never ends because it was never supposed to end until Jesus comes. God's still doing the acts of the Holy Spirit throughout the world today. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 20, let's begin with verse 17. From Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. Verse 18, when they had come to him, he said to them, you know from the first day I came to Asia in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And see now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Verse 25, and indeed now I know that you all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God will see my face no more. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word today. I pray your anointing, God, to open the scriptures to all of us, Father, that your Holy Spirit would minister to each one, God, today as we open your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Keep moving forward with God. Years ago, there was a preacher in our district here that, it's been a long time ago, so I can say it. Man. But he was very disgusted. Things weren't going well at his church, and he was just mad at everybody. And you know, he shouldn't have been, but he was. And he got up, and on a Sunday morning, larger church than this, very large church, and he just made the statement, said, I quit. And he stepped off the platform and walked out the back door, and that was it. That is probably not the way they taught you to resign at Bible school. But people feel like just quitting stuff. And you can quit a lot of things, and people need to quit things that are bad or harmful for them, but you can't quit God. You want to keep on moving forward with God. God didn't save you for you to go backwards. God saved you to move forward. God saved you to learn. To grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what God sent meant for you to do. And so I want to talk to you about moving forward with God. And regardless of life setbacks, regardless of persecutions Paul had endured, regardless of words, Paul would continue to press on in faith and fulfill the ministry that God had called him to, knowing that he would shortly, or before long, suffer martyr death as a martyr for Christ. But yet he kept on moving forward. He said, I'm not moved by these things. You know, people testify that things await me, that tribulations and things await me as I go further on, but he said, I've got to keep going. Amen. Regardless of what happened. Man. Many are told to trust in things today. We're told to trust in many things. We're told to trust in certain peoples today. Some things are true, some are not true. However, we can trust in God, His Word, and live by faith. God has proven Himself, and God is not obligated to prove anything to anybody. He's God, but He does prove. And his word can be trusted, and we can trust in him. We can walk with him. We can move forward with him, not afraid of where he's going to take us. Amen. But we know that God has everything good and perfect ahead of us. Not everything is good and perfect as far as this life is concerned. There are hard things that we have to face in life, but I want to tell you, God is never behind us. He's leading us. Praise the Lord. And so whatever we face, we can trust God to help us. And Paul said to his son Timothy in the faith, he says, "For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded he's able to keep what I have committed unto him against that day." He's saying, whatever happens, I know what I've got waiting on me. I know I can keep, I'm able. Amen. He's able to keep what I have committed unto him until that day. Until the time that God changes courses for me or changes me into heaven, I'm going to follow him no matter what. Praise the Lord. Keep moving forward for God. First of all, we see the writer here says, "I kept back nothing." Verse 19, it says, "Serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears, trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews." Paul didn't have an easy life after he got saved. Verse 20, "How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house." So Paul wasn't through with ministry when he left the church. He went from house to house. Amen. And so he served the Lord faithfully, kept back nothing. He knew suffering. He knew what it was to be stoned and left for dead. And he was in one place. They stoned him unless they assumed that he was dead. But the other disciples gathered around him, prayed for him. God raised him up, and he went to the next town and just did the same thing, kept on preaching. God healed him. I mean, if stoning can't discourage you, I don't know what can. But he went on. He kept back nothing. Amen. And he kept preaching the gospel of faith regardless of what happened. He kept back nothing from the gospel. He kept not its truth or its cost, whatever it cost, or whatever things happened along the way. He was going to serve God no matter what. He would write to the Corinthians, he said, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." And so this gospel of the cross, he just kept preaching it wherever he went. Amen. As a matter of fact, Paul was so in tune with God, he said, "I am crucified with Christ, till it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me." And that's quite a statement. Praise the Lord. He's saying, whatever it takes, even to death, I'm going to follow Christ no matter what. I'm going to keep nothing back. Praise the Lord. And so that message of the cross, yes, it's foolishness to people out there. Why would you look at a cross? Well, it's not the cross, but it's who hung on the cross, which is Christ. And that message of the cross is power, amen, to those who are being saved. And the message of the cross, the power of God is there where Jesus atoned for our sins to deliver us from guilt and from shame, amen, and from hell, and power to give us hope, give us reason to live, amen. There's people in this world that feel like they don't have a reason to live and they take their own lives away. But I want to tell you something. We've got a reason to live. Jesus died, rose again from the dead, has a place prepared for you and I. We need to live for this Jesus. We need to serve him and walk with him. He's never going to fail. He's not failed. He cannot fail. He's God. What he's promised, he'll bring to pass. He'll make it good. You can trust him. And so let's keep back nothing from God. Praise the Lord. God can give you power, the power of that cross. Amen. Power to walk through times of sorrow, grief, hard times. They come. Yes, there's all kind of hard time you can think of that comes in this world, you know. And just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. You are. But I can tell you, you don't have them by yourself. And Paul said here, he says, "I know." He said, "Not only have I kept back nothing, but," he said, I keep pressing on. Verse Lord. Praise the Lord. Notice his words in verse 22. "Now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city that's saying that chains and tribulations await me." I'm sure everything within him say, "Why don't you just stay here, Paul? Everything's good. Things are fine here. There's no need in going to Jerusalem. Just stay where you are, and nothing will happen. Nothing bad will happen." But Paul's God had, he'd heard from God, and God told him to go there, and he said, I must go there. And so he kept pressing on, unmoved by present or future threats, knowing that chains and tribulations awaited him. And I'm sure that he would have, if he had just thought in the natural, he would have been like Jonah and said, well, you know, I think I'll just take a ship to Tarsus and get out of here and let God judge everybody the way he wants to. No, Paul says, I've got to go where God told me to go. He said, I'm going to press on into God. I've been called to do this, and so I'm going to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to testify the grace of God wherever I go. And so we cannot afford to be weighted down by worry or fear of rejection. Amen. Not everybody's going to accept you if you're a Christian. People are going to reject you. And you say, well, I'm just a reject. Well, if I'm rejected for the cross, so be it. But not everybody will reject you, especially right here in the Bible Belt. They're going to accept you as a Christian. But there's places where people pay with their life for naming the name of Christ or being in possession of a Bible. So we could be worried, weighted down by worry and fear of what might happen. But Paul said, I don't know exactly what will happen. He said, I know that chains and tribulations await me. He said, but I'm going to press on. Praise the Lord. And so I don't know what will happen to us. We do not know what awaits us in the future. In this year, coming year, we wrestle with reports of pandemic, new strains of virus, reports of death, and confused doctors and politicians and foolish mandates that are all out there. I don't know. I'm not an expert on anything, but I'm kin to one that is. I know one that is. I'm a child of God. He knows everything. Whatever happens in this world, you and I'm going to keep on going on. I'm going to keep on moving forward to God. Amen. I'm going to keep on living this life. I'm going to keep on confessing Christ. Keep on believing for the future that God is in control and nothing is impossible with Him. Amen. We're going to make it. You're going to make it. Just move on with God. Move forward with God. Matter of fact, Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. He tells us, keep moving forward. Praise the Lord. We must keep pressing on, knowing our hope was never in what this sinful world had to offer. If you're disappointed with what sin has brought to this world, so be it. Sin cannot bring anything good. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Praise the Lord. Keep on living for God. Keep on pressing in worship and prayer and press on in faithfulness to God, my friend. You just press on in to God. I've seen this happen many times in worship services when people begin to press in and begin to worship God and begin to lay aside everybody and everything else beside them and begin to really worship God in the Spirit and in truth, and people begin to yield to the Spirit's moving. Then the presence of God fills the sanctuary. Then people are ministered to and questions are answered and healings and gifts of the Holy Spirit are in operation. And I want to see that in this church. Praise God. I want to see God move in a powerful way. I'm not taking away from anything that God has already done. I thank God for everything He's done. But I just want God to have, I want there to be freedom of the Spirit here. Amen. Freedom to worship. Free to say amen. Praise the Lord. Free to worship God. To lift a hand. To say praise the Lord. Amen. Shout and dance a little if you feel like you're old enough and young enough. Amen. Let God have His way in this place. That's what we want. This place, the church, is to be a habitation of God through the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I keep pressing on, Paul says there. And also, third point today is he's unmoved by the present. Verse 24, key verse here. None of these things move me. Paul is saying, I'm going to keep going forward. Nothing's going to move me from living for God no matter what. It's testified, you know, the Holy Spirit says, when I get to Jerusalem, tribulations await me there. But he said, but I'm unmoved by what I hear. Nothing would stop Paul from fulfilling his call, even if it meant death, and it would mean death. None of these things move me. You know, we're moved so easily about what things happen, you know. Praise God. I'm not going to serve God anymore because He let this happen to me. or I'm not going to live for Jesus anymore because I didn't know it was going to be like this. How foolish can people be? Jesus stopped at nothing for my salvation. He took every step to the cross. He didn't back off one step. He kept moving forward because it was the will of His Father for Him to die and pay the death penalty for my sins and for yours. He never stopped. He never quit. Neither should we stop or quit. We must press on, press toward the mark for the prize, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let's keep on going and be unmoved by the present, whatever happens. Amen. You can live for God conditionally if you want to. What if this happens or that happens, if God does this or God does that. You know, who put me or you in the spot to blame God for anything? We need to live for Him and trust Him. Something out of the ordinary happens, praise the Lord, God will walk you through it. You need God's help. Thank God you got His help. Praise the Lord. And to finish God's word, even if it meant dying, Paul would press on unmoved by the present circumstance. And many people serve God only if it cost me nothing. If I don't have to stop some of my carnal behaviors, then I might live for God. I might be dedicated. Or how about this? You know, I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven, but I still like living in the filth that I live. I still like to commit adultery. I still like to cheat on my wife or my husband. I still like to do all these type of things. My friend, you can't do that. Man. I just want to add Jesus and eternal life without repenting of my present behavior. That'll never work with God. People like that are not headed for heaven. They're headed for hell. People must be moved from sinful pursuit to repentance. God's got something better. Amen. You say, well, it's fun to sin. I'm sure it is. Wouldn't be so many people sinning. But it's not fun when you start reaping what you sowed. Not fun at all. Amen. And so we must be moved from sinful pursuit to righteous pursuit. The race of life must be finished. We must live our faith to the end. Praise God. Last of all, number four, let's press on to the future. Praise God. I've heard a lot of people say what they plan on doing in the future. And when you get to a certain age in life, and you're, you know, fully mature at 20, and you're telling everybody what you're going to do and your life's plan, and that's okay. But when you get my age, you tell people what you used to do or what you should have done, but you didn't do. But I want to tell you something. We have a wonderful future ahead of us, and we need to press on to God for that future. Amen. It's not that we're so heavenly minded, we're no earthly good. It's just that we need to press on to God. We got a great thing. And Paul the apostle here, getting ready to die, didn't sound very victorious, but it was. And he tells the church of Philippi, this one thing I do, pressing forward to those things which are before, amen, forgetting what's those things which are behind, he said, I press toward the mark for the prize, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And so forgetting past failures and past regrets, I'm sure that if we had a service here, a testimony service here of all the things you'd done in your past, we'd have a silent testimony service. Because there's many things in our past we just wouldn't want to bring up. And we wouldn't want people walking around saying, I never thought they'd do that. I never thought they would act that way. But they did. And so did you. But Paul said, I've got to forget the past and move on. Paul had a lot of things, persecuting the church and committing people to prison and casting his vote against them when it came to death before he was saved. But when he was saved, he turned completely for that and he pressed on for the future. He could have dwelt on things. I don't think he ever got over it, over what he did before he was saved. But yet, as a matter of fact, he said, I was the worst of sinners. He said, I was the chiefest of sinners. He said, God forgave me because I did it in ignorance and unbelief. And so this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Past regrets. We can look back and can wish we could do life over, but we can't do life over. But we can go on from here. Praise the Lord. We can press on to the future. Let's just look at it this way. Your sins, if you confess them before God, your sins there, God has buried your past. Hallelujah. And many people feel guilty over things they did 20 years ago, and they live with that regret and that guilt. I can tell you that didn't come from God at all. God wants you to be free of guilt and shame. He died on the cross to save you from that. Micah chapter 7 verse 19 says, He will again have compassion on us and subdue our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You see, God does not hold your past against you anymore. He's not waiting for a time to bring it up or to dig it up and tell you about how awful you were before. God forgave you. God wiped your slate clean. The blood of Jesus makes us as white as the driven snow. Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Paul said, I press toward the mark. He said, I've got something better in mind. I press toward the goal. I press toward heaven. I press toward an eternal dwelling place that God has prepared for me. Praise the Lord. Paul says, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep on pressing on. I'm going to keep on moving forward to God till God takes me out of here. Hallelujah. At the end of his life, and Paul was beheaded for his faith, he was died a martyr's death. But before he died, he said in victory, I can hear him shouting victory. He said, I have fought a good fight. I've finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. The Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not for me only, but all them that look for his appearing. My friend, are you looking for his return? We got every reason to move forward. We got heavens on the way. We're looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He's got a place prepared, my friend. Don't quit moving forward. Just keep going on. You're going to make it. Praise the Lord. We didn't start this race to quit. We press on to a wondrous destination. Our final destination is much more glorious. People would say that you're living in a dream world. You're living in a fantasy world. My friend, this is no fantasy. This is the Word of God. Living and powerful and sharper than a double-edged sword, infallible. Amen. God spoke it. God said it. It's going to happen. Praise the Lord. It's going to be reality one day. We will be there. Praise the Lord. Just keep moving forward with God. Amen.